Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Gavin. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor.
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
What was your favorite movie growing up?
It's got to be Top Gun. You got Tom Cruise, action movie star from the 80s. You got hot Kelly McGillis and jet fighters. What else could a kid ask for?
Val Kilmer, what he can speak.
Well, he also got a hot Kelly McGillis. How old were you when the movie came out?
I believe I was 7.5 or 8, and it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen.
Did you want to go up with your boys and lather yourself in oil and play some beach volleyball?
Well, hey, as long as it brought me a young Kelly McGillis, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us would do that.
I agree with that. What was your favorite movie of all time then?
I'm going to stick with 80s, Big Trouble in Little China.
I have a very big soft spot for that movie, man.
Crazy movie.
I saw it again, about a year ago.
You've got Kung Fu, and you have Love in the back, and you got Kim Cattrall dressed in Asian costumes. Come on.
All right. Everything you're looking, all the boxes checked. And what was the worst movie you've ever seen?
Hands down, not even, no. Hands down, high school, double date, spent money on myself and two other people because someone forgot their wallet. I spent money on going to a theater to watch Mars Attacks, and I will never get that time back.
That is a terrible movie.
It is, because you think it would be kitschy cool.
That's what everyone thought. That's the way they set up the commercial. I remember seeing that movie and thinking, like, come on, Tim. I believe it was a Tim Burton.
There is something with, you know, watching the Texas Chainsaw Massacre or Death Race 3000.
But you understand, right? It's no duping to get in.
By the way, that was Sylvester Stallone's first movie.
Was that his first?
Death Race 3000.
After post-porn, right?
Yes, exactly. After he did porn, he did that.
Yeah, he did porn for a while, believe it or not.
What was your
favorite? Why is that funny, Mike?
Oh, he can speak back then. Once he got in there, that's when his voice changed. Before he walked in, like, I am really excited about performing naked with you.
Had his first orgasm, and he couldn't stop talking like
I had somebody order the Nexus sausage pizza.
I love you, Tanya.
You want me to clean this out of the pool?
What was your favorite movie growing up, your favorite movie of all time, and the worst movie that you've ever seen? 206-803-RUN.
I saw you from the window next door. I just had to come over.
I need to see you work with male talent.
Adrian!
You're a terrible Stallone. I'm just making fun of a guy from Jersey now.
I know.
Oh, hey. Hey, you order this pizza?
You want some of this?
Problem is, that's not a porn. That's just an interaction
on the boardwalk
of the Jersey Shore. Right.
Where it sounds like the beginning of a porn every time you talk to someone.
You want garlic knots or garlic balls, hey?
DTF right here.
Right? Yes. Is that your boyfriend? You can watch.
Tell him I need a minute.
Oh, God. This all brought to you by shots out of plastic cups.
Yeah.
You got hot.
Hey. Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
There he is, live from his basement dungeon studio bar, the one and only Ryan Castle. How are you, sir?
Dude, I heard you guys talking about what song would you hear in hell yesterday, right, yeah. And it was a real easy answer for me, and that is the song that my phone plays for my alarm.
Which is?
That's fair.
It's just, you know, one of those average, right. T-Mobile ringtone, sure. Whatever right. Songs, right? But I'm sure you probably are familiar with it somewhat, Miles, from that time it went off for 3 hours trying to get out of bed in the hotel room in Chicago.
Get up, you sleep ahead, move your body out of bed. Motivate.
There are few worse sounds than when you've had 3 hours of drunk sleep and your alarm goes off and you know you have a meeting or something important to do in an hour. That's like, oh, God. Well,
it was a different spin on
that's
a story.
My hell song.
Yeah, we had a random question about what would songs be, the three songs that would be playing if you went to hell, because there was a priest in Detroit and he had a near death experience, is what they call it. He had a heart attack, and instead of going to heaven like you would expect
a priest would probably go to heaven,
he ends up in hell, and he describes this human-like creature walking around with, you know, on four legs. And,
on fire, eyes bulging, chains around its neck.
All this horrible stuff. And
but
then,
the music, Ryan.
Yeah, that would be Rihanna's Umbrella and Don't Worry, Be Happy from Bobby McFerrin.
But keep in mind, both songs were being performed by demons specifically to torture
people.
They
were singing.
Here's something you should know. Bobby McFerrin is in hell for writing that song, and he was doing it live.
So today, the fine folks at ultimateclassicrock.com, is that who it is?
Yeah. So they came up with the most hated songs and albums according to Ultimate Classic Rock, and we thought, you know what, these would be perfect for songs you would hear in hell.
What I know we're going to hear the songs, but what were some of the albums that people hated? Because typically, if you hate an album,
you hate the band.
Well, it's the artist. It's the artist that's doing something that's a little bit different than what they normally do. But in time, those albums end up being classics. For example, Marvin Gaye still owed one more album to Motown and to Berry Gordy. Now, he had just divorced Berry Gordy's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but he still owes an album. So, but he writes this song or this album that is it's a complete breakup album, but it's horrible at the time, according to everybody. Now Rolling Stone goes back and says, this is the one of the most brilliant. We put this up with Fleetwood Mac Rumors on the album list.
But that's what Rolling Stone does. Put out your worst album, wait 30 years, and Rolling Stone will say that piece of garbage you put out was the most brilliant moment you had in your career.
Yeah.
And even the
In order to hate something, you've got to know it and like it in the first place to have an opinion on it when it comes to albums. So you made a good point, Miles. It's like Metallica's album with Lou Reed, Lulu.
Oh, or St. Anger. God. Isn't that another one of those?
People still aren't down with saying that.
All right, so you've got...
James Hetfield got booed on stage fairly recently. So he's talking to the crowd. The crowd's all wild up. And he said something about St. Anger. Literally, all he said were the words, St. Anger. And the cheers turned to boos.
If you are a fan of a band, there is an album that you can't stand. Led Zeppelin, legendarily, one of the greatest bands of all time. But if you're a Zeppelin fan, you know Coda sucks. So what are some of the albums?
But at least they were already broken up.
Yeah, that's a good.
Like,
one.
We have to fulfill this. Our drummer's dead. Here's some crap.
Yeah.
Here's another one that people have very strong opinions about because they know and love the band, and that's Van Halen 3, the album they did with
Gary Cherone. Yep.
All right. Okay. Which is not technically a bad album. Motley Crue did one of those albums where they, John Corabi.
You know what, dude? With John Corabi, I like that album. There was a song on there called, two great songs on there. One was called Hooligan's Holiday, and the other one, I think, was Smoke the Sky. It was great.
See, I would say Girls, Girls,
and I'm a Motley
Girls
Crue fan.
Was their worst album.
Theater of Pain.
Right.
Theater of Pain's great.
Yes. So we have... go ahead.
I was going to say a couple more. Music from the Elder, Kiss.
Yep.
Since I know we got Kiss fans in the house.
Yeah, but Kiss.
So stuff like that.
Seems like
these songs, though, are just generally hated, I think, universally by almost everyone who has any taste in music.
But does that mean they were all hits also?
More than likely.
Yes.
It's such a weird, everyone hates it.
Because if not.
But everyone made it a hit.
You wouldn't know it.
You never would have heard
it. You got to know it to hate it.
You wouldn't know it. That's exactly right. These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
10, number 10.
See, I don't even think this is a bad song. but like most people, you just don't like Scott Stapp.
It is. It's all ruined.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like,
there was a burnout factor with this band too, for sure. I mean, look, the same thing has been said about Nickelback and more recently Imagine Dragons. You have to reach a certain level of success and saturation to become the band that everybody loves to hate. Limp Bizkit, Creed definitely ended up in that world.
Okay. So think about it, the music of Alter Bridge is not much different than the music of Creed. It's just not Scott Stapp. People are like, Alter Bridge is cool.
Alter, trust me, Miles has got a great voice. It's not
for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, it's still
not
Creed.
Scott Stapp. Right. It's Creed.
Yeah.
With Miles Kennedy.
I wonder why they don't call it that.
Because
it's Creed.
It still says Creed.
Right. Alter Bridge sounds better. It's a better lead singer.
I almost didn't watch the movie Creed.
Just because of the
I
band.
Thought it might have Scott Stapp in it.
These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Number nine. Ebony.
Oh, my God. I never liked this song from the jump to this, but...
God. Was it Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy that did the spoof on this on Saturday Night Live? It was Frank Sinatra and Stevie Wonder. Like, what is it? I am black and you are blind as a bat and I have sight.
You are black and I am white. Side by side, you're my amigo, Negro. Let's not fight.
It's just like, oh, man. That
was it was cringeworthy.
Mike, you should go back and watch it. It was great.
It's so good. It's a great bit.
These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Eight, number eight.
Golly, just pouring it on.
Yeah, this. My brother loved the song when we were kids, and I'm like, really, man?
Well, Wings is panned by most fans of the Beatles.
I didn't dislike Wings. I really did not like this song. I thought Wings had some really cool songs. This just was not one.
I've never had one, but this song makes me want to try a Quaalude.
I think someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell.
I like that song.
No.
It's stupid.
Do me a favor. Open the door and let him in. That's the name of the song. How did you write that? Someone delivered a pizza.
Still a good song.
Silly love songs from Paul McCartney and Wings.
These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Seven, number seven.
This is very Spinal
Now,
sandwich.
I was not a big Styx fan, so I'm aware of Styx. I know Styx, but I was never a big fan. Was it Styx fans that just heard this song and went, no, I don't think so?
That was also the band.
Very much so. Miles and I have a theory. We call it the Dennis DeYoung factor, all right? So even when you go through most of Styx catalog, there's Tommy Shaw and who was the other guitar player?
Oh, God. James, Jack Blades, maybe?
No, Rangers. James something. But they rocked out a little more, like Blue Collar Man, that kind of thing. And then Dennis DeYoung would show up like, babe, I believe it. Like, all right.
I'm sorry.
Right? He was that guy. But then this particular album and this song specifically was all Dennis DeYoung, and it's a pile of crap.
They kicked him out of the band after this.
Seriously.
They're like, no more.
It was a big hit, though.
No more.
It was a massive hit.
It was their only number one song ever from Styx, this thing. These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Six. Number six.
Oh, God. Wow.
Come on.
No, this is one of the worst songs ever written.
I think this came up yesterday on the show.
It did. It got a lot of votes to be played in hell. Think about it.
Well, you go to hell,
you're on fire, the devil's torturing you, and the whole time, like, this is playing in the background.
Jesus.
I like it, man.
It's like 80 movies hell.
Mark Tony plays the mamba.
I think it was the progression from Jefferson Airplane to Starship that really made this song so hateable because it's so far away from White Rabbit.
But
you know?
Aren't you glad that they took a different name? Jefferson Airplane would never, ever do that in a song. Welcome to hell, everybody.
Hey, they got a win out of it. They probably play it to fire up the team. Down there in San Francisco. These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Five, number five.
Chinese.
All right. Now, generally,
REM and the B-52s. Here's a fun fact about both of those bands.
I know you hate
Never
them, but
liked
I
them.
Like them both.
They both have
but
moments.
This is terrible.
But I felt like, and I found out later that I was wrong. I thought they wrote the song kind of as a joke, like specifically to like we're writing a theme to a kid show, and that we're going to put it out. And people are like, "No, dude, this is a serious song." I'm like, "Oh, then it's bad." But if you did it to be funny, it's hilarious.
Yeah, Stand wasn't much better.
B-52s tried to get me thrown out of a bar once.
Why?
after a festival in Milwaukee. I was underage and obnoxious as well.
No, because you were obnoxious.
Who was you must leave. Time to go,
it's time
son.
To go.
Get him out. I'm going to get a big bouncer. We need security. Bye-bye, Ryan Castle. These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
I don't love it. I don't hate it. It's just kind of...
It's just bad Billy Joel.
It's bad Billy Joel.
I don't
Joel,
like Billy Joel, period. So.
But it's fine. This, 80s
this,
music.
This song is the worst of the worst.
You don't like Billy Joel?
No, sir.
Wow.
Not even a little. That feels un-American,
never
bro.
Did. Never did. Never liked Billy Joel.
Sells out Wrigley Field.
No, I mean, not even like doo-wop Billy Joel?
No, especially not doo-wop Billy Joel.
All he puts on Piano Man every time I go over there. Don't let him fool you.
All right. The guy that loves Journey.
Hey, don't talk during this.
Billy Joel.
Don't talk during this. I need to sing.
These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Number three. I feel so good if I just say the word.
You know what? I'm a Phil Collins apologist. But they stop here.
I don't get it. This just sounds like an average Phil Collins or Genesis song to me. Like, why this one?
I think it's just so electronic in the background, maybe too bouncy. Like, I thought
how
Phil
is
Collins
this any different than Land of Confusion? Yeah.
I'll tell you why, because people are willing to cover Land of Confusion. The riff, that's one side, but the riff in Land of Confusion, pretty cool.
Also, one of Christian Bale's favorite songs, this one.
Yes.
I can recall. These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time.
Number two.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hate this song.
Yeah, this is bad.
Fun fact.
But, you know, it's so on brand for the Beach Boys, though.
It is. Yeah. It is.
But, you know what? There's no place called Kokomo.
Right.
It's in your mind, man. Kokomo. It's in your head, Miles. All right.
It's a state of mind, brother.
Only one of the Beach Boys, sir.
But you would think
they were a complete fraud.
Like you think, like if there's some Caribbean town name, I don't know, like you know, Jo or something. Right. Like you know what, we should just change name to Kokomo and open up a couple casinos, man.
I absolutely would
capitalize off this.
As many of these songs as I like, I feel like this list is just like the poppiest rock songs of all time.
That's basically what this is, right?
These are the 10 most hated rock songs of all time. So we made it to number one.
Yep. This song.
And again, the band's biggest hit.
Was it really?
Yeah.
This was Aerosmith's biggest hit ever.
A lot of people on the text line suggested this song is their hell song as well. So again, remember, you have died, you are in hell, and right before Satan sodomizes you, this is what you hear.
This was from a soundtrack,
Armageddon.
Wasn't it?
Armageddon.
And the men's room and Ryan Castle are standing around hosting the whole thing.
Armageddon.
Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it. There you go. There's the 10 most hated rock songs of all times. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to the men's room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What time one of you stepped in on, over, or through 206-803-ROCK?
Hello, Rochelle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's happening, guys?
How are you, Rochelle?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
We've been doing lovely. Thank you.
All right. So... this was a while ago. I was in Ecuador, and I went to this little village, this really cool place outside of Quito called Otavalo. And so I'm wandering around, and literally this is the place where, like, all the guys have black, jet black hair down to their butts, and they all wear white clothes, and it's like Ecuadorian angels. Pretty cool spot. But so I'm wandering around the let's call it the farmer's market. And I have on, it's hot, humid, I have on shorts, flip-flops, the whole thing. I stepped on a pig flea.
What exactly is a pig flea?
So they're microscopic. Like, so you can't see them. All you know, I thought I had a, hold on. If you don't get it out, they lay eggs inside of your body.
Ooh, baby. Mm.
Yeah, so it's gnarly. So I thought I stepped on a piece of glass because I kept looking down. I'm like, why in the hell does this hurt so bad? And what is it? But I couldn't see anything. And so I continue to get a little more and more concerned because I'd heard about these, right? So I go into this little mercado, and the lady, oh my God, she was so sweet. She's like, no, Vaniki, Vaniki. So she brings me into the back of her store, and she gives me a beer, and she's like, you need to drink this, and I need to get this out immediately. You have a pig flea.
Well, you don't have any problems drinking beer.
No. And I can't remember. I can't remember the name in Spanish of the pig flea. But anyways, so I sit down, I drink the beer, and she gets out a razor, and right then and there, and just, like, cuts this thing out. Like, I just pointed, like, where it was in my big toe, and she just went to work, and it was just horrible. It was so painful.
Let me get this straight, Rochelle. You're in Ecuador. You do something to your toe, and some woman in a store, you let her do emergency surgery in the back of the room by giving you a beer, and then she cuts it out with an X-Acto knife. Is this what I'm understanding? This is a good idea?
You got it. I'm like, okay, I just had to trust, and I just went with it. And then, but it felt better. Like, 2 days later, I was staying in this, like, dirt cheap hostel, and got found some, like, dirt weed, sat there, and didn't leave for, like, I was just limping around after that. So, anyways, it was crazy.
How long did it take her to cut this flea out of your toe?
I want to say it was, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Jesus, like, man.
Yeah. Well, she was trying to be really careful, you know what I mean? And not, like, go too deep, thank God, but yet be thorough. Because seriously, like, if you don't get it out, like, they're in your bloodstream and you're screwed.
Were you worried about an infection or anything?
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely.
Okay.
I was worried about a lot of things.
I bet you were, yeah.
Well, damn, that's a hell of a thing. I hope to never experience
You probably had our insurance then, and you couldn't, you're afraid of using it.
Damn.
What have you stepped in on, over or through 206-803-ROCK?
Hello, Kendall. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, man.
So when I was in 7th or 8th grade, we went on a family camping trip, and I was able to bring a few friends with me. One of them being one of my bigger buddies. And we were all hanging outside my parents' trailer, and we were stepping on the septic tank lid out there. And he decided to step on one, and he completely went through it and down into the septic tank.
Damn. I mean, did he disappear from view? How deep was it?
He hung on to the edge, but he was probably about, like, nipples deep. He was in there.
I guess it's a common thing, man. I don't know. There was a story last week about an Amazon delivery driver who, like, stepped on an area that was soft because it was a septic failure problem, whatever. Right. And the next thing he knows, he's, like, 8 feet down into a septic hole outside of the home and calling 911 for someone to come get him out because he couldn't crawl out of the damn thing.
So what do you do with your buddy at that point? Obviously, you pull his ass out of there, but, I mean, do you just hose him off and enjoy the trip or what?
So what happened was the camp host, like the person who was running the camp, he ended up getting in trouble and whatnot. So he went and took a shower. And by the way, he was fully clothed when this happened. And he had poop underneath the screen on his phone. And he completely threw his phone away. He had a little bit of money in his pocket, and he just rinsed it off with a little bit of soap. But my parents ended up giving him, like, a bunch of the iodine sticks thing.
Yeah.
And told him to rub himself down with that and whatnot. And then after that, he was all showered and whatnot. And the camp host made him go around and pick up dog poop for breaking the lid to the septic tank.
Oh, damn, man.
Jesus.
Yeah, me and my other buddies, we all stood around and laughed at him while he was picking up poop and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't really help him either. Like, no offense, buddy. I'm glad you're okay.
I'm worried about all these other people giving me rules. Like, dinner's at 6. You can't have a beer. Clean up the dog poop. Like, no! No! Like, damn, no! Man.
Nipples deep in a septic tank.
That is disgusting.
That is. But that's why you don't jump on those things, right?
What have you stepped in on, over or through 206-803-ROCK?
I wouldn't even jump on a sewer gate.
No, I don't even mess with those things. Yeah. I really don't. Like, this will just be the time that that thing slips a little bit and I'm in there, right?
I don't even like to walk over them.
You know, a lot of times I don't.
Yeah. Like, well, number one, they're slick.
They are slick. What is under, so like when you're walking down the sidewalks here, right? I don't know if it goes to the sewer. I don't know if it's electrical, but like the big, kind of like metal doors that are somewhat embedded in the sidewalk. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
I
you walk down to 7-Eleven.
Electrical something underneath.
I'm guessing. But for whatever reason, I tend to avoid those two. I'm like, I don't even know what's that. At least with the sewage thing, I know it's sewage. That, I'm like, I don't know what's that. It could be alligators for all I know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I walk around all that stuff. I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of The Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Whoa.
Damn it.
What is going on in there? Usually they give a little applause.
Not today.
Cricket.
They were late getting into the studio.
Today's a good day to be in studio.
Yes, it is.
Thank you to my sous chef for hooking me up with this list and getting some of the food from the place.
Nice.
Your sous chef was kind enough to offer me an onion chip.
Well,
what'd you
think?
Great.
Yeah, they are fantastic.
Great. Yeah,
hey,
you're right.
You're fired. I told him, no giving away onion chips. All right. So the list we have.
Really, he was nice. He was good. He treated you well. Yeah, you're fired.
Right. It's harsh in this kitchen, man. This time of year, especially, Miles, people always think, you know, like, oh, but, you know, like, oh, it's January or February, like the big months of the summertime. Mm-hmm. Not over here.
Right.
It's hot in this kitchen and the doors are locked.
Nice.
From the outside.
I sweat off some pounds.
So basically, Trader Joe's, they asked their customers what were the top products of the year. Customer choice kind of a deal here. So they have different categories. So let's say beverages. So there's five in each one. So when you go beverages, fifth on the list was non-dairy brown sugar oat creamer, which is also one of my nicknames.
Okay. It's long, but it's accurate.
Sparkling cranberry and ginger beverage.
Okay.
Seasonal.
Hmm.
Sparkling peach black tea with peach juice. Triple ginger brew. And then number one, sparkling Honeycrisp apple juice beverage.
Ooh, that does actually sound good.
Right. The number one cheese was cheddar with caramelized onions. I have had that. It is phenomenal.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, look, we say this all the time. You caramelize an onion, just put it on anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always like locally Pagliacci in the summertime. They get those wild Walla Walla sweet onions.
That's right.
You are correct.
Yeah, get those on top of your pizza.
It's a game changer, man.
All right, but let's get into the more important stuff. Number one, you could smell one. The entree that won, number one entree, because it's in the room and there's no denying that smell, is butter chicken.
Butter chicken?
With basami. Is it basami?
Rice.
Rice? I know it's rice.
All right.
Mike, I don't need your smart.
Butter chicken.
Butter chicken from Trader Joe's with some rice there. I'm not positive I've ever had butter chicken. It appears to be molten lava hot as Stephen Thrill goes to take a bite. Yeah.
No surprise by that.
Where
you never had done butter chicken before?
I don't think I have. I generally...
Dude, it's good. It is. It always is.
If I go to eat Indian, I get like... I'm just a standard white guy. Like, I'll take some tandoori chicken.
Dude.
And some naan bread.
We'll save that for you.
All right, I'll take a bite of it.
It was good.
Yeah.
Damn.
Chicken masala also made the list. Their Kung Pao chicken, butternut squash, mac and cheese. Seasonal. Also, their barbecue teriyaki chicken. Now, oftentimes we say this, Trader Joe's just makes a lot of stuff great.
They do.
It's very hard to go wrong there.
Not only that, but I always feel like when I check out at any other grocery store, I'm like, my God, man, that was a lot of money. I don't feel that way at Trader Joe's. I'm like, that was a bargain.
No, Trader Joe's
they
is.
Don't charge, and I don't know what the difference is where it does not cost as much there, but I'm generally happier with the products, the Trader Joe's specific products.
You guys have all seen the plethora that I brought in. I spent $20.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It doesn't make any damn sense.
I mean, that's the thing with Trader Joe's, right? They don't have brand name products, but all their stuff, I guess
do it in a Costco way.
They're kind of knockoffs, but I get, but like they're knockoffs, good.
But they're better. You know what they are? They're the Empire Strikes Back and The Godfather 2. So you can say, well, it's a knockoff, it's a sequel. Right, but they're better than the original.
You can also go and look and find out the company that makes all that stuff for them. Just like you can with Costco. Okay. So when you say their vodka is this or whatever the deal is, same thing with Trader Joe's.
I mean, look, the only real knock I ever hear on Trader Joe's is just the parking lots are tiny. But they design them that way specifically. I'll tell you what, the Trader Joe's up on Capitol Hill, man, sometimes there's a line just to get in there. But Trader Joe's also, again, snacks. The entrees are good. How did you guys like the butter chicken?
It's awesome. That's great. What I'm saying. Wait till you try it.
It's great.
You're gonna love it.
Seriously. All right. Yeah. Some household stuff. Their scented candles were number one for their produce. Bananas were number one. But do you know who the runner-up was?
The bananas?
Correct.
Is it just another random fruit or vegetable?
It is. I'm pretty sure this is a vegetable. I don't think it counts as a fruit.
That's fruit.
It is a fruit, isn't it? But it's got a funny name. Teeny tiny avocados.
Oh, teeny tiny avocados.
What do you got, those teeny tiny avocados?
Are they legitimately teeny tiny?
I don't know. I've never had them.
I've never had a teeny tiny avocado.
That's the only thing I stay away from in Trader Joe's is their meat and their vegetables.
Really?
Yep.
Any reason, or are you just going there to buy the pre-packaged?
All their meat comes from New Zealand or Australia.
Okay, so just the time.
It's not the best quality. It's not the worst quality in the world. And the vegetables are way old.
Okay.
Typically, from what I know.
Vegetables are a weird thing, though, too, especially with produce in our country, because we throw out produce way before it has to be thrown out.
We do, for sure.
Just because we like it to look all sparkly and new.
They're frozen vegetables.
And it benefits the produce industry.
Yeah, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with frozen vegetables.
No.
For your, like, I'll get
frozen
to that
fruit,
another list. Yeah, like,
vegetables.
Just use that stuff, right? All right. Now let's get to the main category, the snack world.
Yes, this is what I'm waiting for.
The fifth one on the list was Crunchy Curls. As Mike Hanso's over, that's a potato curl.
Mike, you're doing a hell of a job.
Crunchy.
I mean, you can get a job in a restaurant in no time.
Now, this was fifth on the list, but I've heard from some grumblings that maybe this isn't the best one.
A crunchy curl. So, not bad. It's not what I taste.
No flavor.
Yeah.
That is very plain.
That is very plain. They should call that the Seattle chip.
Yeah.
You know what? That's so plain, I'm going to dip it in mayonnaise.
Spice it up with mayonnaise.
Next, and I know this will be good, the world's puffiest white cheddar corn puffs.
Okay. Now you're speaking my language.
Is this to compete with the Pirate Booty world?
I was just about to say, this is obviously competitive with Pirate Booty.
Kind of the consistency of a pork rind.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I eat those snacks all the time. What's it, 365? There's a couple different brands that make like the same version of that.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not awesome, but not bad.
That to me, that's what I call a weekday snack.
All right. It's not the weekend. I'm not being gluttonous.
Right, because it's like you can eat that and not feel terrible as opposed to like getting your hands stuck in a bag of Doritos.
Yes.
You guys ever have that, man?
What's up?
Sometimes on the weekend, your hand just gets stuck in those Doritos.
Every time I take it out, it goes straight to my mouth.
Make a point not to buy them.
Right. All right. Now, here we get into the good stuff. Next on the list, we have organic corn chip dippers.
Corn
so think
chip
of like
different chip
okay.
Basically,
right.
This is like a Frito scoop.
Yes.
Is that the original flavor, Mike?
Oh yeah.
All right. I'm good on that one. Thank you though. So that is good, right? Tastes like a Frito. Pretty delicious.
Got a little more spice than regular Frito.
All right. Now watch your minds be blown on this one. I was talking about this the other day. My favorite thing on the planet right now is elote. These are elote corn chip dippers.
Okay.
So it has all the spice of a Mexican street corn. That's what elote is, Thrill.
Thank you.
But it's already in a chip. I will get some of those during the commercial break. Right? That is delicious. You can hear the smile on my face as I talk about them. I never tried them until about 10 minutes ago.
I will say this. It actually tastes like corn.
Yeah.
Like, you can eat a Frito, you know a Frito's made of corn. It's understood. But these legitimately taste like you're eating corn on the cob. Real quick, a couple of texts came in. First of all, it's basmati rice.
I should know that, because when I watch the Willow Channel, Cricket, there's always commercial for basmati rice.
Someone else says, I just tried the chicken this past week. It's so good. That's from Abby in Snohomish. It is. That's no joke, man. That buttered chicken was ridiculous. And those teeny tiny avocados, they say they're a ripoff. The pit inside is normal size. There's almost no flesh in there. All right, so there you go.
All right, well,
people. And somebody says you've got to try everything but the Elodie corn chip dippers.
Oh, all right, we got that. Another big seasoning was everything but the bagel, seasoning blend. But the number one snack was chili and lime flavored rolled corn tortilla chips. I'm trying to think of the Mexican brand that makes these. We had them. They were Takis.
Yeah.
So this is like their version of that. Those things are delicious.
Yeah.
Definitely some flavor. I'll get one of the second things, Mike. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got flavor. It's got a little spice on it. Yeah,
that's number one.
I was just saying, I mean, I think everybody enjoyed it. That's why it's number one. Also, just a reminder, there is a certain big sporting event coming up soon. So if you listen to this list, I would say, you know, next time you're in Trader Joe's, start getting some stuff.
Load up.
Absolutely.
Load up now. And, you know, that's when you watch a big game like that, it's mainly, sure, there's a game going on, but it's more about the snacks.
It is.
And the friendships that are made on a Super Sunday.
Damn. Good chef. Waxing at the end there.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Can't get enough of The Men's Room? Listen to The Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola. Morgan, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Morgan. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, our Men's Room poll.
Laughing at my name.
Laughing at your name. All right. Well, your name is Morgan.
Growing up anyways, that kind of, yeah.
I grew up in Morgantown, a town established by a man named Morgan.
I know, it's so obvious. They were very not subtle back then.
No. What do you want to name it? You found it. Morgantown.
Morgantown. There we go.
Man, I tell you,
Steve Town.
Ted Town sounds fun.
Ted Town sounds like a blast, right?
Yeah. Take them on down to Ted Town.
Nothing but strip clubs and bars, man.
For sure.
Yeah, Ted Town.
The only beer on tap is Miller Lite.
Vape shops.
Right.
Vape shop, Miller Lite. There's a weed shop. You can get shots of stuff.
Prostitution would be legal, I'm guessing.
Damn right.
You can drink in the street.
Yeah.
Nine different kinds of wing joints.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a football team.
I was just saying,
we got
a college football team.
You got a 24-hour diner.
And our college is not hard to get into.
At all.
No.
And they have the biggest parking lot around their stadium for tailgating. You can't park your car there unless your car has tailgating supplies.
Are you the Bears?
Ted Town Bears. Yeah, I mean, I think we got to be.
Ted Town Bears. Yeah.
Ted College Bears.
Yeah.
And what are you naming your mascot?
I mean, is Teddy too easy?
No. Jesus, Teddy it's the right bear. There. You got to go Teddy Bear,
Teddy
right?
Bear.
Yeah, you know what? We could do like a roundabout thing and call him Ruxpin.
Yes!
You're going to go Ruxpin, huh?
Ruxpin.
A creepy
bear.
Ass
Ruxpin,
talking.
The bear. Yeah, and my mascot can talk.
What if your bear could smoke a joint? You could just call him Smokey.
Oh!
He has a big spliff coming out, like the old Red Robin, you know, mascot.
It'd also be the Hall of Fame of mascotsmisbehaving.com.
Yes! Yes!
I kind of want to go to Ted Town now.
I know.
I don't know about you, but like, you need to establish this, man.
We have a very small airport.
What are the streets named after?
The streets have no name.
No, I think the streets should be named after your favorite foods. The
streets are just that one.
Oh, no, I would name it after favorite foods. Pepperoni Pizza Drive.
I like Mike's idea. This one, that one, over there.
Hidden Valley here. Ranch Avenue.
Head on down to 2 Down.
Right, right.
You know me. I name it after my cousins.
Timmy,
yeah,
Tommy.
Timmy, Tommy, Patrick, Christina, Carly, Kelly. Yeah, you want to hang a left on Kelly when you're coming up to Patrick
Avenue.
I'd love
it. I already have.
Everything's within walking distance.
Right? We have a train.
All right. You can walk there but take the train. You can smoke weed on it.
Right, we have a gondola.
Gondola.
Gondola. Yes!
Welcome to Ted Town.
God damn, that place is fun.
If you don't have money, you can use Miller Lite as currency.
Right. School system sucks. Man, it's a fun town.
They're in a diploma in here.
Right.
I don't know, man. I just play football here.
The change machine gives you koozies.
Yes.
All right. Here's your question. Multiple choice.
Dance off Thursday nights.
82, 112, 132, or 150. How many rooms are in the White House?
112.
Hey, 150.
132.
132.
That's a lot of rooms.
You guys ever been in there?
Nope.
White House. No.
All right. I know Mike hasn't.
You've been there, right?
I've been there a bunch of times. But I mean, I was a kid.
Were you invited?
Yeah. But then, when like, again, my mom worked for 30 years in the AFL-CIO across the street.
Yeah.
So the Social Security was always in our building and stuff. So she knew all those guys. So, I mean, you could go on guided tours, and then, like, they would also do, like, private tours for, like, people they knew in the area.
What was the coolest thing you saw in the White House?
You know what? Some of the secrets, you could go on a tour that wasn't the standard public tour, and they would show you, like, a couple extra rooms.
Of course.
Yeah, obviously, you could get nowhere near the residences or anything.
Can you, you see, like, the Oval Office, or that's, like, hell no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's mainly, like, it's like, here's the Lincoln Room, here's, like, the Red Room or something. It's almost like a game of Clue.
Okay. It's where Miss Peacock is. All right. Your question, what instrument are you playing if you use a plectrum?
Plectrum, a bass?
No. A guitar, specifically. It's a guitar pick. Hmm. And if they call it a plectrum, slap him in the face.
That's right.
Dude, you got
like
my plectrum.
When you guys, I text in often, and when you read my text, it like makes my day.
Well, you must say something mildly interesting or heavily insulting. Either way.
Yeah, we don't read the bad ones.
It was about the Penelope Rose yesterday.
Ah, yes. Okay. All right. Here's your question. The Volga is the longest river on what continent?
The Volga.
That'd be Asia.
That was my first thought.
Antarctica?
Nope.
Europe.
It is.
But the name is ugly as Volga.
I just assumed it was Russian, but going through the Asian part.
I've just never heard of it.
It's their biggest river,
I know,
man.
I've never heard of it.
All right, your question. This one is very important. What instrument does Rolf play on The Muppet Show?
The sousaphone.
No, that was that. Nah, what was
guitar?
That? That was Zoot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He plays the piano. Rolf plays the piano. He's the one who gets all the bitches.
Question
and
five.
And I say
Martin.
That because he's a dog,
yeah.
So that's okay. All right, Cavendish. Cavendish is the most common variety of what fruit sold in stores? It's a pretty common fruit. This is probably the kind you get. You just don't know it.
Cavendish?
Yes, Cavendish.
Grapes.
I'll say apples.
Bananas.
Question six.
Like, people are specific about apples. People can be specific about grapes. But when people eat a banana, they never say, I want a Cavendish. It's like just straight a banana.
You're 100% correct.
But now you know. Probably what you're eating is a Cavendish.
Well, like, right, because there's no other options. It's just like bananas. Whereas apples, it's like, do you want a Gala? Do you want a Honeycrisp? Do you want a Granny Smith? Do you want a Red Delicious? Do you want a Pink Lady?
The other thing in Ted Town, lots of apples.
Cosmic
apples.
Crisp.
I've had the Cosmic Crisp. That is a delicious apple.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your question. During World War II, what drug was given to Nazi infantry and pilots to make them more effective?
Meth.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Also popular in Oregon.
Methamphetamine. Yeah.
Methamphetamine. To make them more... Apparently, none of those troops or pilots had sleeves under uniforms.
Game is big dummy.
So I was going to say, and also, like, when they talk about, like, the Nazis and the Blitzkrieg and how fast it was that they
specifically
moved.
Specifically, the Blitzkrieg is when they really started loading them up.
Right, because it's like, they didn't get tired because they were on meth the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Coming up in a minute, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! Mas tequila! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast McDonald's, specifically of New Zealand. Now, like McDonald's here in the U.S., McDonald's in New Zealand, well, they recognize that a lot of their late-night customers are drunk. Unlike McDonald's in the U.S., the Kiwis are willing to embrace this simple truth and have some fun with it. Now, that brings us to their new advertising campaign running throughout all of New Zealand, which is a series of posters of bus stops, various billboards. Now, each poster features seven slightly out-of-focus images of the most popular late-night menu items, okay? So you got the images, but they're a little blurry. And then each blurry picture has the phonetic caption of what the item is. So there's a picture of a quote. See if you guys can figure this out, okay? So they know they have late-night customers. So again, they put up the images of these things that people order, and then below it.
Where is it at again?
People say this is in New Zealand.
All right.
So the first one is a ferret au fresh extra tata.
Oh, filet of fish.
All right, all right.
Extra tartar.
Yes, yes. Five cheebs urgus.
Five cheeseburgers?
You got it, you got it. A migback Congo peas.
Say it again.
A migback Congo peas.
Mig combo?
Big Mac combo?
A Big Mac combo, please.
Good work, Miles.
We have a farge lies with tomato horse.
Large fries with, no,
tomato sauce or ketchup?
Ketchup, probably.
Yeah, they probably call it something
let's
different.
Let's see, what is this in? Nickin' Chick Muggets with barbecue sauce.
Chicken nuggets and barbecue sauce.
You got it, you got it. We have the...
I'm not ordering that one.
Mitch Kicken and a frozen croak.
That's a frozen coke and a McChicken.
All right, you got
it. See, Miles, if we go to this McDonald's together, we're on it.
All right. We're hammered.
Now, here's the final one. Here's the final one.
You know what? Both are probably
true.
I can
speak this language.
This one is a bubble caught a panda and a cloak.
A bubble
caught a panda. This is what they're putting on the posters. Right? You got to add a coke.
And a coke.
Yes.
A bubble caught a panda.
Bubble caught a panda.
You know what? I have to pull this one back up. I don't even remember.
A bubble?
I know what it is.
Are you do remember?
Is it an okay. item we know?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
One of your favorites.
And this is what in New
quarter
Zealand.
Quarter pounder?
Double.
Double quarter pounder. All right.
Double quarter pounder and a Coke.
I've never ordered one.
So again, they have a ferret au fresh extra tata, the five cheebs urgus, a migback Congo peas, the farge lies with tomato horse, Nickin' Chick Muggets with barbecue sauce, Mitch Kicken and a frozen cloak, and again, a bubble caught a panda and a cloak.
Nice. A bubble caught a panda and
a cloak. When you see the image, it's absolutely brilliant.
Sounds like a line from Rapper's Delight.
It really does.
Sounds like Eddie Murphy doing buckwheat.
It does, but.
Okay.
But they put it up there, and people are loving it, man. So that's.
It is McDonald's, dude.
All right, they're just loving it. That's great.
Yeah, bubble caught a panda.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Davis Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, Dummy!
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola. Morgan, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Morgan. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, our men's room poll.
Laughing at my name.
Laughing at your name. All right. Well, your name is Morgan.
Growing up anyways, that kind of,
Yeah. I grew up in Morgantown, a town established by a man named Morgan.
I know, it's so obvious. They were very not subtle back then.
No. What do you want to name it? You found it. Morgantown.
Morgantown. There we go.
Man,
Steve,
I tell you,
Steve Town, Ted Town.
Ted Town sounds fun.
Ted Town sounds like a blast, right?
Yeah. Come on down to Ted Town.
Nothing but strip clubs and bars, man.
For sure.
Yeah, Ted Town.
The only beer on tap is Miller Lite.
Vape shops.
Right.
Vape shops, Miller Lite. There's a weed shop. You get shots of stuff.
Prostitution would be legal, I'm guessing.
Damn right.
You can drink in the street.
Yeah.
Nine different kinds of wing joints.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a football team.
I was just saying, we got a college football team.
You got a 24-hour diner.
And our college is not hard to get into.
At all.
No.
And they have the biggest parking lot around their stadium for tailgating. You can't park your car there unless your car has tailgating supplies.
Are you the Bears?
Ted Town Bears. Yeah, I mean, I think we got to be.
Ted Town Bears.
Yeah. Ted College Bears.
Yeah.
And what are you naming your mascot?
I mean, is Teddy too easy?
No. Jesus, Teddy it's the right bear. There. You got to go Teddy Bear,
Teddy
right?
Bear.
Yeah,
Teddy.
You know what? We could do like a roundabout thing and call him Ruxpin.
Yes.
You're going to go Ruxpin, huh?
Ruxpin
a creepy
bear.
Ass
Ruxpin,
talking.
The bear. Yeah, and my mascot could talk.
What if your bear could smoke a joint? You could just call him Smokey.
Oh!
He has a big spliff coming out, like the old Red Robin, you know, mascot.
It'll also be the Hall of Fame of mascotsmisbehaving.com.
Yes!
I kind of want to go to Ted Town now.
I
don't know about you, but like you need to establish this, man.
We have a very small airport.
What are the streets named after?
The streets have no name.
No, I think the streets should be named after your favorite foods. The
streets are just that one.
Oh, no, I would name it after favorite foods. Pepperoni Pizza Drive.
I like Mike's idea. This one, that one, over there.
Hidden Valley here. Ranch Avenue.
Head on down to Two Down.
Right, right.
You know me. I name it after my cousins.
Timmy,
yeah,
Tommy.
Timmy, Tommy, Patrick, Christina, Carly, Kelly. Yeah, you want to hang a left on Kelly when you're coming up to Patrick
Avenue.
I've
already have.
Everything's within walking distance.
Right. We have a train.
Right. You can walk there, but take the train. You can smoke weed on it.
Right, we have a gondola.
Gondola.
Yes!
Welcome to Ted Town.
Damn, that place is fun.
If you don't have money, you can use Miller Lite as currency.
Right. School system sucks. Man, it's a fun town.
They're getting a diploma in here.
Right. I don't know, man. I just play football here.
The change machine gives you koozies.
Yes.
All right. Here's a question. Multiple choice.
Dance off Thursday nights.
82, 112, 132, or 150. How many rooms are in the White House?
112.
Hey, 150.
132.
132. That's a lot of rooms.
You guys ever been in there?
Nope.
No.
All right. I know Mike hasn't.
You've been there, right?
I've been there a bunch of times. But I mean, I was a kid.
Were you invited?
Yeah. But then, my mom worked for 30 years at the AFL-CIO across the street.
Yeah.
So the Social Security was always in our building and stuff. So she knew all those guys. So, I mean, you could go on guided tours and then, like, they would also do, like, private tours for, like, people they knew in the area.
What was the coolest thing you saw in the White House?
You know what? Some of the secrets, you could go on a tour that wasn't the standard public tour, and they would show you, like, a couple extra rooms.
Of course.
Yeah, obviously, you could get nowhere near the residences or anything.
Can you, see, like, the Oval Office, or that's, like, hell no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's mainly, like, here's the Lincoln Room. Here's, like, the Red Room or something. It's almost like a game of Clue.
Okay. It's where Miss Peacock is. All right. Your question, what instrument are you playing if you use a plectrum?
Plectrum, a bass?
No. A guitar, specifically. It's a guitar pick.
Hmm.
And if they call it a plectrum, slap him in the face.
That's right.
Dude, you got my plectrum.
When you guys, I text in often, and when you read my text, it like makes my day.
Well, you must say something mildly interesting or heavily insulting. Either way.
Yeah, we don't read the bad ones.
It was about the Penelope Rose yesterday.
Ah, yes. Okay. All right, here's your question. The Volga is the longest river on what continent?
The Volga.
That'd be Asia.
That was my first thought.
Antarctica?
Nope.
Europe.
Europe.
It is.
But the name is ugly as Volga.
I just assumed it was Russian, but going through the Asian part.
I've just never heard of it.
It's their biggest river,
I know,
man.
I've never heard of it.
All right, your question. This one is very important. What instrument does Rolf play on The Muppet Show?
Oh, man. The sousaphone.
No, that was... that. Nah, what was
guitar?
That? That was Zoot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He plays the piano. Rolf plays the piano. He's the one who gets all the bitches.
Question
and
five.
And I say that because he's a dog, yeah, so that's okay. All right, Cavendish. Cavendish is the most common variety of what fruit sold in stores? It's a pretty common fruit. This is probably the kind you get. You just don't know it.
Cavendish?
Yes, Cavendish.
Grapes.
I'll say apples.
Bananas.
Bananas. Question six.
Like, people are specific about apples. People can be specific about grapes, but when people eat a banana, they never say, I want a Cavendish. It's like just straight a banana.
You're 100% correct.
But now you know, probably what you're eating is a Cavendish.
It's like, well, right, because there's no other options. It's just like bananas. Whereas apples, it's like, do you want a Gala? Do you want a Honeycrisp? Do you want a Granny Smith? Do you want a Red Delicious? Do you want a Pink Lady?
The other thing in Ted Town, lots of apples.
Cosmic Crisp.
I've had the Cosmic Crisp. That is a delicious apple.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your question. During World War II, what drug was given to Nazi infantry and pilots to make them more effective?
Meth.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Also popular in Oregon.
Methamphetamine.
Yeah. Methamphetamine to make them more... Woo! Apparently, none of those troops or pilots had sleeves on their uniforms.
Game is big dummy.
So I was going to say, and also, like, when they talk about, like, the Nazis and the Blitzkrieg and how fast it was that they
specifically
moved.
Specifically, the Blitzkrieg is when they really started loading them up.
Right, because it's like, right, like, they didn't get tired because they were on meth the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast McDonald's, specifically of New Zealand. Now, like McDonald's here in the U.S., McDonald's in New Zealand, well, they recognize that a lot of their late-night customers are drunk. Unlike McDonald's in the U.S., the Kiwis are willing to embrace this simple truth and have some fun with it. Now, that brings us to their new advertising campaign running throughout all of New Zealand, which is a series of posters of bus stops, various billboards. Now, each poster features seven slightly out-of-focus images of the most popular late-night menu items, okay? So you got the images, but they're a little blurry. And then each blurry picture has the phonetic caption of what the item is. So there's a picture of a quote. See if you guys can figure this out, okay? So they know they have late-night customers. So, again, they put up the images of these things that people order, and then below it.
Where is it at again?
People say this is in New Zealand.
All right.
So the first one is a ferret au frais extra tata.
Oh, filet of fish.
All right, all right.
Extra tartar.
Yes, yes. Five cheeseburgers.
Five cheeseburgers?
You got it, you got it. A Migback Congo peas.
Say it again?
A Migback Congo peas.
Migrib combo?
Big Mac combo?
A Big Mac combo, please.
Good work, Miles.
We have a Farge Lies with Tomato Horse.
Large fries with, no?
Tomato sauce or ketchup? Or
ketchup, probably.
Yeah, they probably call it something
let's
different.
Let's see, what is this in? Nickin' Chick Muggets with barbecue sauce.
Chicken nuggets and barbecue sauce.
You got it, you got it. We have the...
I'm not ordering that one.
Mitch Kickin' and a Frozen Croak.
That's a Frozen Coke and a McChicken.
All right, you guys.
See, Miles, if we go to this McDonald's together, we're on it.
All right. No, we're hammered.
Now, here's the final one. Here's the final one.
You know what? Both are probably
true.
I can
speak this language.
This one is a bubble caught, a panda, and a cloak. A bubble caught a pen. This is what they're putting on the posters. Right? You got to add a Coke.
And a Coke.
Yes.
A bubble caught a panda. Bubble caught a panda.
You know what? I have to pull this one back up. I don't even remember.
A bubble?
I know what it is.
Are you do remember?
Is it an item we know?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
It's one of your favorites.
And this is what in New
quarter
Zealand.
Quarter pounder?
Double quarter pounder. All right.
Double quarter pounder and a Coke.
I've never ordered one.
So again, they have a ferret au fraiche extra tata, the five cheese ergus, a Mi'kmaq Congo peas, the Farge Lies with tomato horse, Nickin Chick Muggets with Carbecue sauce, Mitch Kickin and a frozen cloak, and again, a bubble caught a panda and a cloak.
Nice. A bubble caught a panda
and a cloak. When you see the image, it's absolutely brilliant.
Sounds like a line from Rapper's Delight.
It really does.
It's like Eddie Murphy doing buckwheat.
It does, but.
Okay.
But they put it up there, and people are loving it, man. So that's.
It is McDonald's, dude. All right,
they're just loving it. That's great.
A bubble caught a panda.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.